In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Calendar confusion is an understatement. On Monday, Dr. McKenzie suggested that it is difficult to know whether we are at the end of the church year or the beginning of Advent or even Christmas, as the shopping gods declare. In over 20 years at the seminary, this is the first time I remember coming back from Thanksgiving and it not being Advent. Advent officially begins tomorrow on St. Andrew's Day, but our Christmas tree benefactors looked at their calendar, saw that it was the Monday after Thanksgiving, and delivered the trees, as they always do. We will have no choice but to put them up in order to keep them watered. So much for calendars. Some of you may be discerning enough to recognize also that the daily lectionary in our chapel is different this quarter. Again, for the first time in my memory, we are using a different lectionary at our 10 a.m. service. It is the daily lectionary found in Lutheran's service book. We've used it for many years at the morning, early morning matins, and the late afternoon vespers, but this is the first time it will be used at 10 a.m. It is a lectionary in which there's a continuous reading of Old Testament and New Testament. Now in this week, it is Isaiah and it is 1 Peter. So you will always know what the chapel texts are. You can look them up in LSB, page 303 to be exact, and you can read them during the weekend as well. Now this is an experiment, so we'll see how it goes, but so far it's been good to hear 1 Peter proclaimed by my colleagues Cameron and Scott. Changing lectionaries may force us to think about what we do here in Cramer Chapel as royal priests. We offer spiritual sacrifices. There's been much confusion among Lutherans about the royal priesthood. Poor Luther uses this simple biblical phrase from Peter's epistle, and everyone gets into a tizzy about what this means. Very simply, priests offer sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices, that is, of praise and thanksgiving. For like their Lord, they are living stones, chosen and precious, who are part of Christ's spiritual house, which is his church. Royal priests, as part of Christ's spiritual house of this building, are offering their prayer and praise to God the Father in Jesus Christ by his Spirit. St. Paul, Peter's colleague in mission, makes it even simpler. He says, present your bodies as living sacrifices. That's what he tells the Roman Christians, at least. Royal priests offer themselves, their diaconia of spiritual and physical offerings, for they embody Christ in church and world, in their worship and their service, because Christ dwells in them, and he dwells in them as well. That means, as Peter says, even the Gentiles see the good deeds of these royal priests, and they glorify God on the day of his visitation. Now, how are royal priests able to do this? Well, the cornerstone of the spiritual house is Christ. So they are built on him and are part of him. The irony of it all, however, is that Jesus becomes the head of the corner by being rejected by the builders. He is, as we heard yesterday, the Lamb without blemish, who ransomed us through his precious blood. Royal priests offer themselves as spiritual sacrifices, offer sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving, because their king first offered up himself on the cross, the holiest of all sacrifices, on Golgotha, the Holy of Holies. In the horror of sin and shame, Jesus took this cross, this abomination of desolation, and made it holy ground, the very ground which you now stand in the new creation. Your inheritance, therefore, is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. And because this is true, because you are royal priests, all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander, all passions of the flesh are put away in him. And so as royal priests in this holy place, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Only you who have been washed clean with holy water can come here like newborn babes craving pure spiritual milk and offer sacrifices of prayer and praise that are pure and without blemish, not because of who you are, but what you have become in him. And no matter what lectionary we use, when the Lord speaks, you listen. And by doing so, you taste and see that the Lord is good. And then you respond to the Word made flesh with praise and thanksgiving. And so, royal priests, take your place in this spiritual house with all the saints who embrace Jesus as a stone of stumbling, as a rock of offense. Trip over him as you make your way to Cramer Chapel, even in this time of calendar confusion. For without his cross, there is no praise, no worship, no royal priesthood, no holy nation. But with his cross, there is not only life, real life, but there is also true glory, even though it may be hidden from your eyes. Royal priests know this, that they have been rescued out of darkness and brought into this marvelous light. They are his people, and from that cross of stumbling, they receive mercy. Mercy is why you are here, and mercy is why you offer up sacrifices of praise at the end of this church year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.